In this episode of COL Drag Race Tea Time, Damon and Gary are back to talk about the announcement of the All-Star Season 4 cast and the all-new Holoslay Spectacular. Just in time for the holidays, RuPaul gives us not just one, but two presents under the XXXmas tree. Listen in as the guys deck the halls with their colorful commentary on the cast of the next season of RPDR All-Stars. Get into the season as COL Drag Race Tea Time starts now. Put the bass in your wall.
Hey, kitty girls, it's November 11th, 2018. Welcome to Cubs Out Loud Drag Race Tea Time All Stars Season 4 Cast Reveal Plus. So for all y'all that don't know what the heck is going on, surprise! LDR is back because what? So they announced the All-Star Season 4 cast like just hours ago, still at this stage. Well, I think
maybe days. It's been a couple of days.
48-ish something. Like 50 something.
Day. Who knows? Whatever. Time. It's been a little while. It didn't literally just drop. We're not that good. We ain't like, oh shit, it just had to, let's get on a show.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize how soon All-Star Season 4 was going to start, because before we get into that, we should probably introduce ourselves. For those of you out there that are first-timers or just finding out, hi, welcome to Cubs Out Loud Drag Race. For those of you that are used to the regular Cubs Out Loud, like, we kind of do this little side mini-series thing called COLDR or Cubs Out Loud Drag Race, where we talk about the current Drag Race seasons that are ongoing. Damon and I started this gig a couple years ago. We decided we're still going to do it.
Yeah.
I think I got bonked on the head by a Louis Vuitton for some reason to think that this is still fun. No, it isn't. So for those of you that aren't aware at all necessarily, because you don't see the regular show, my name's Gary. I go by Gary Bear 73, and my illustrious co-host.
Hello, everyone. This is Damon, our Theater Cup 79, our pup underscore Umbra, our that bitch over there.
That dark shady bitch, gotta watch for. So yeah, so here's the thing, I wasn't prepared to like kind of jump in and do this stuff per se, so like we want to kind of get into the regular format, but to spring this all together, we in the regular series had a schedule change. Damon and I had some time available, and they're like, hey, we're gonna announce the season for All-Stars cast. That's fine, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, surprise, the season is premiering in December.
Yeah.
Not February, not January.
Not January.
December. We like moved the whole clock motherfucking backwards. It's not even the end of the year, and then we start the new season.
Yes, it is literally like, right away, bitches, like, we're gonna do it now. Like, we know you love your Drag Race, so here you go. Like, enjoy. You're gonna get the All-Stars 4, you're gonna get a little taste before that, and then we're probably, if, you know, history serves, we're probably gonna go right into season 11.
Yes.
Yeah, I can barely hold.
Exhaust the shit out of us.
Uh huh. That's okay. We do it for you.
Well,
and yes. Us.
And us. This is, yeah. This is probably going to be a lot of therapeutic kind of like venting sessions or celebrations, depending on how performers, you know, pull their stunts or whatever. So, yeah, I'm very mixed about this. So before we get into talking about the cast, the date thing alone is really kind of throwing me off. I'm not sure why in mid-December on the 14th we have to have our new All-Star season. There's kind of some references to like it's a gift of the holiday season to the Drag Race fans. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. What about that other thing that's not really explained? And we'll get to
at
that.
All.
a while.
We'll get to that too. We'll get to that in a minute. We got plenty of stuff to get to because if you wanted Drag Race, you're getting fucking Drag Race up in this bitch. Like, Merry fucking Christmas. Like, here you go. Rue was like, it's Christmas. I'm going to give you this and this, and you get a show, and you get a show. Okay.
Right, all right. I'm kind of like, oh, I get eggnog with booze. Oh, and I also get, you know, cinnamon apple pie shots. That's great. Oh, and I'm also getting
bitch, some mulled cider and some shit like that.
That's overwhelming. Really? Is that how we're rolling?
Oh, we're trying to get me drag drunk.
Drag drunk. Ain't that the truth? I mean, it's overwhelming. It's like, you know what? I realize I can swallow, but there is a limit.
Uh-huh.
Kind of tap out. So,
can I get just a minute?
Like, I need a refractory period.
So let me need a breath.
From one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, All-Stars Season 4 was revealed. For those that are unaware, it was supposed to be revealed on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
There was a delay, and I didn't know what the delay was until I caught it and read about it today. Due to the massacre in Thousand Oaks, California, VH1, I guess, made the call and said that they were going to wait until Friday to do the cast reveal instead of at noon on Thursday, which did make sense because I remember like Thursday evening passing and like my drag gaydar did not earthquake, you know. My butthole didn't clench, like nothing universally happened. There was no RuPaul drat bags, you know, bat signal in the sky or nothing, no big rainbows of pumps. I mean, I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, obviously something didn't happen. And then Friday is when the earth shook and people were like talking about how the cast was revealed before the live reveal with Trixie and Detox Katya talking about the cast and revealing them. So it was kind of pandemonium. I was like, I don't know what the hell happened. And I think they had a plan in place.
Uh-huh.
But the massacre understandably took a lot of focus and they didn't want to seem unaware or, you know,
yeah.
Can't remember what the word is. You know what I mean? But like disregard it or think like it's not important. So they did a delay to the next morning. So that was the reason behind that. But so then they end up revealing who I think it's the 10 members of the cast of All-Star Season 4. So, Damon, why don't we jump in on AS4 and talk about your thoughts?
Sure. So one of the things I kind of wanted to talk about is just looking at the cast. I love that there's a mix, and I put young and old queens. And I mean that in kind of two ways. I mean that both in a bit of age difference and also in a bit of like just cast and how long they've been on the show. We have a few people from, I think, well, Latrice is from season 4. We got Manila from season 3. And then we also have like Monique Hart and Monet Exchange from season 10. So we've got a little run of the gamut here. There is no one earlier than season 3, but they couldn't get Shangela, so. So, I mean, she kind of blew her wad. And
she's done a run. I mean, you know, she's what, 4 times?
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, you're right. I mean, we have season 3, season 4, season 6, season 7, season 8, 9, 10. So we've got a large amount of them covered in this case. We do not have 1, 2, and 5. Although, to be fair, what was it? There was a healthy boatload of them in 5.
Yeah, there was healthy boatload of 5 in All-Stars 3. We got BB in season 3. We got Tatiana in, was she in 2?
I think so.
No, she wasn't. Yeah, she was in 2. 2 or 3, one or the other. It's always, they all blur together. Mm. But, you know, and we're going to see some of the other queens a little later on, which is kind of interesting. But I really do. I love that there are queens that are still coming back. And I haven't looked at all of the, like, Meet the Queen videos yet. It literally happened on Friday, y'all. I did, you know, look at a lot of it. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do this time around. I'm loving the like ice and crystal kind of theme for the costumes, and because blue is my favorite color, so I love the themes for all those kind of looks, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what they can, will, and won't do. We'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, I'm kind of mixed on the theme thing. Although one of my favorite things that's come out of it is, I think it's Monet Exchange has said, hashtag Windex, because of her particular outfit, probably.
Yes.
Like to keep it like, you know, fingerprint clean, uh-huh, or whatever. But so yeah, I agree that like age wise and seasons, there's quite the breadth of the individuals that are represented, all the way from 24 to 46. So Latrice Royale has said in her promo, Meet the Queen, she already acknowledges that she's the oldest bitch there. And I think that's going to be very interesting because she's technically old enough to have birthed some of these children. So as we learned from the first time Latrice was on, she times does not have, you know, she doesn't have much tolerance for shenanigans and unprofessionalism. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be curious to see how that.
It's also just a quick note that I'm looking through the Wikipedia. Thanks, Wikipedia, for putting all this together. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of like there's some third and fourth places, but everyone else is like sixth and seventh and eighth and lower.
Yeah,
very interesting. That's yeah, true.
We've got all the way from the lowest to just 12th place, and that's Jasmine. And then it jumps up, and you're right. Most of them are like kind of middle, lower of the pack. There's not a whole lot of
Latrice and Trinity being the top like two that have gotten that as far.
Well, Naomi's considered a runner up, so that's
true. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
technically, like she was this close and didn't win.
Yeah, she's second, third, whatever you want to call it. I really don't know what to call it when they don't give like. Is it, are they both second place or are they both third place? Whatever it is, they both lost.
Regardless, you did not get the crown, the scepter, or the $100,000 check, girl. No. So yeah, I'll be curious to see how that, Naomi and Trinity are the top kind of individuals of recent, and that season's 8 and 9. And then Latrice was in fourth place. Interestingly, so we have Latrice and Manila, who are back, and they both were in All-Star Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we're matched up together in the infamous duo duel competing as a team.
Yeah. Thing. Which we all realize was one of the worst ideas they could have ever come with.
Yes, as our COL Drag Race Entourage chat has already been talking about and posting some stuff, Rue apparently for press has said that they have made some adjustments after recognition of how things went, apparently, at the end of last season. Okay, she didn't say the end of last season, but we're all reading into it being like, oh, did y'all think y'all fucked up on how that final four thing kind of played out? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest. One of the things she mentions in the Entertainment Weekly article for All Stars 4 is she kind of says, like, I'm going to try to find it. That's the Christmas one. Excuse me. Let me get to you. This is what happens when you're not prepared.
Well, this just goes to how long.
Yeah. I think it will shock. This is her quote in the article. I think it will shock fans, although I don't think they'll be disappointed. We always try to do something fresh and interesting, and sometimes it turns out in a way that you don't expect. I love Trixie. She's a real superstar, but I really didn't count on the other girls who came back being so vindictive. And then they add in like Sparks, which I don't think is meant. She actually said it and voted against Shangela. I always worry when they do that because I don't know if it's necessarily her talking about it. I'm going back to like writing, you know, classes, and I remember that being something specific when you put something in.
Right, the inference. Right, the brackets are inferring what was not said.
Yeah.
Like, so it usually there's a different part of the conversation is what that can reference to. So it's not completely made up, but I agree with you. When I read that, I was like, it's kind of interesting the way
it
reads across there. But yeah, so that's one of the key aspects is that All-Star Season 4. And so far in the promos, like in the Meet the Queens videos, there are a couple references to "you just are not ready." Like, you don't know what's coming for the new All-Star Season.
Which
to me, more, I don't want to call it shenanigans, like more interesting challenges and aspects of how they decide to handle this stuff. For me, in terms of AS4, I was like, rivalries abound. And that's because we have Latrice and Manila coming back, like we said, from All-Star Season 1. And most likely the statement will be made that they're going to get a fair shake at the modern version of the competition. However, others might feel like, bitch, you already done had your chance. Like, not my fault. Like, they gave you a shitty season.
But I mean, they could probably say that for season 3. Oh my.
Yeah, like,
oh.
Look at that. There may also be some feelings that Latrice in 4th and Trinity in 3rd and Naomi as a runner-up do not need to be in All-Stars. There could be some feelings that the people that are, you know, lower ranked is, you know, more fair to what this is about. It's never been, I mean, it's interesting because one of the queens did say there's no rules for All-Stars. Like, there isn't a set, there's a presumption by us of the audience that this is how this will go. But it's not all second places. It's not all Miss Congenialities. You know what I mean? Like, there's been talk amongst, I think, the fandom. Like, they all would love to see a queen of the queens, like, royal, you know, battle of all the winners. After, like, maybe 12 seasons or something. But I don't know how that would work. Difficult
stuff. I don't either. Like, there's a part of me that wants to be like, that sounds like a really great idea in theory, but you're now kind of... Like, now you're putting someone on top of someone on top, you know, someone on top.
Right.
So,
in amongst this group, there's also notably, I think, some built-in drama. And I'm waiting to see how that plays out. And that would be the infamous season 9 Pheromone and Valentina.
Oh, yes.
How the reunion played out. There's the infamous, and it's even in Farrah's Meet the Queen video. It's really funny when she's talking to, like, the director or producer. And they're like, well, what do you think about, you know, the You Don't Love Me and or whatever. And then Farrah's like, oh, you one of those girls. I thought that was great that it shows how seasoned she's become since her own time on it, where she's done enough probably meet and greets and different stuff that she knows there's a population of people out there that are... That's the last thing they remember of Farrah in the eye was that she really kind of, you know, did a real shady kind of come at on it, Valentino, that whole thing.
That whole drama.
So
I think it's also interesting that they've had Valentina come back for this season as opposed to season 3. Maybe to give her a little bit more time to grow. I'm assuming to grow and what have you. I haven't watched, she's one of the ones that I didn't watch the pre, you know, video about Meet the Queen video about, because I was I'm on the fence about her. I always have been, and a lot of the shenanigans that came out after season 9 and all that stuff was very, you know, disheartening in a sense. Not that I don't appreciate her and her style and her ability, but I think she has some very, or at least she did, I don't know if she still does, but some very rabid fans.
Oh, she mentioned that in the Meet the Queens. You might find her Meet the Queens very interesting, Damon, because she answers the question from the producer about, is she the villain of All-Star Season 4?
Ooh.
Like, they just outright ask her. Like, I was like,
let's see how that goes. So, okay, I mean, I'm gonna have to watch that. I won't watch it right now, but I will watch it here in a minute.
So, no, it's interesting how she kind of responds, and I think it gives more insight to her that may not have been understood prior to her season. That's why I'm like, is there a rivalry kind of, you know, thing being built into stuff? So I also feel, unfortunately, what I've seen has been portrayed. I think I might know who the bottom third or bottom half of the All-Star season cast is already. It's not a nice thing to say because they're all, you know, very good queens, but there's just a gut feeling I have that some of them are not ready for this. Based on just like how they performed before and what's kind of happened since then. And
I can see that.
There's also an aspect that I think, and I'm not going to say anything now. I'm going to hold on this till later. I guess I'll put it this way. I think the Meet the Queens videos may have visually tipped their hat as to who wins.
Really?
Oh, yes. Like, there was something that stood out blaring to me about an aspect of the, and I was like, really, that's a very interesting and odd, like, one of these things is not like the other. I ended up watching all of their Meet the Cast like things twice. The first time like was legitimately, you know, just watching and listening, and then the second time I was looking because of the first time I caught something. I was like, that's weird. Yeah, I'm not sure what the whole deal was. So in the Meet the Queens video, the whole promo thing, it's all very like frosty ice, which I guess to the winter timeline release or whatever. So it's all like, I call it shimmer iridescent, really is more the kind of look of all their photographs and stuff. But they all have a block of ice with a crown inside of it, and they're all using like pickaxe type stuff to break it, to chop the glass block open to get at the crown. Like, that's the visual metaphor of them competing this coming season. Like, you know, to try to snatch the crown. So I found it interesting. We're not probably going to talk about it tonight because it would take forever. At least it would for me. I have very definitive opinions about some of the outfits that were used for the theme reveal, or at least the cast reveal. Yet again, I think some shady shit was done with some like photo stuff. I don't want to say Adobe necessarily with Photoshop, but yeah, there's some key aspects and some lighting and some things. And here's what I'll say. If you're really interested in this, look at a still photo, watch the Meet the Queens like cast promo like video, and you'll be able to notice how some people's wigs are not the same color as their promo shot. And like, there's just things that I'm like, really, really?
Wow.
It's shitty. Cause when I see you in video, I'm like, ooh, that's not that great of an outfit. And your hair does not look that good. Yet you looked amazing in the promo, like in the photo. So that stuff still seems to be around. And that's just sort of now a regular annoyance, I guess, of mine. I'm just saying, you know, David, it's like, you know what it is. I mean, we've seen several
of queens,
you know, live together, and it just isn't an annoyance. It's like, I want to see a queen as a queen, not this like manufactured, like highly polished, buffed turd thing or whatever it is you're trying to do. You know, if the queen is not that good, then like, let her look that way. Don't try to make her better than what she is. And that's not being a disparaging of certain queens. It's just, you know,
just like the way
you, if you're going to airbrush out their lace front, then what the heck, you know, like I'm kind of, I guess I'm annoyed with that.
Lock out that lace front if they can't do it themselves.
So AS4, we've got, I think it is 10 queens, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So 10 queens for All-Star Season 4. There's a wide gamut. Like we said, lots of seasons, lots of different ages, placements, all that kind of jazz. Entertainment Weekly has a beautiful article with lots of photos and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why. The main reason why I wanted to kind of put it out there, because I know sometimes you have to see what, you know, the queens look like and kind of go what we're talking about. And while Wikipedia is great, it doesn't always have the pictures. And I think the pictures are worth it because you kind of, maybe you've forgotten what a queen looks like. I mean, a lot of the girls, that will be one thing I will say about this season of All Stars. Bless you. A lot of the queens are recognizable names. I don't know if that makes sense to me. If you make, Jasmine Masters, all the, while being the lowest, I think the lowest 12th place. Yeah. Being the lowest queen that's coming back, as it were, made a name for herself through like memes and everything else. So she's out. She's been out there for a while just because of her, like her own videos and her own stuff and getting out there and doing things. Gia, who's the next one, I believe, with 10th place, kind of made a name for herself because she became vocal about her transitioning.
Right. And
so there, you know,
and there's some PR kind of talk about that, not by Gia, but it seems like by everybody else who's mm-hmm. been doing, cast reveal discussions. And it was discussed by Katya Detox and Trixie in the live cast reveal about the fact that Gia Gunn has transitioned since she was on in season 6 and has been public about it and is now being, at least this is the way everyone's phrasing it, she is the first out trans contestant in the whole like series, in all of RuPaul's Drag Race. And I had to think about it and I'm like, I guess that's accurate, like from a certain, like I it's like such a fine hair,
yeah,
because I'm like, I'm not so sure maybe Peppermint would agree with that, like
yeah,
I think it's almost kind of like a little bit of semantic wordplay kind of thing, but
yeah, you have like Sonique who transitioned after the show, you have Monica Beverly Hills, if I remember, and I'm, please, people, if I don't remember everyone, just bear with me. Monica Beverly Hills, who announced during the show that she was transgendered, I believe mm-hmm. that's what she said. And then Peppermint, to me, is one of the ones that, as I believe, started the show as trans. But I can't remember if she started the show or if she, like, announced during the show. It's kind of hard for me to remember.
I believe she had already been self-identified as trans, however, was not maybe publicly known for being trans until her episode when she revealed that in the season. And so that's where I think there's like a fine hair kind of slice and dice issue about, whether or not the contestant is known to be trans prior to entering. And I'm like, oh, okay, like if we really kind of have to play
split
that,
hairs like
that, whatever. It doesn't matter to me either way. Although Gia Gunn's like promo video definitely came across as if there's an evil queen in the bunch, besides Valentina, Gia Gunn appears to be ready to play that role.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, I'll say whatever I gotta say. I ain't got no time for anybody. Like I'm here mm-hmm. to collect a check. So I'm like, okay, like this'll be interesting.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the All-Star season that's coming up in like a month? Good gravy.
In a month. Good God.
I know.
I won't even be able to see the opening episode until after the fact because I'm rehearsing for, I'll be in final rehearsals for the holiday concert. That I'm trying to wrap my head around that. I'm still trying to wrap my head around like how soon we're doing this.
Well, maybe the choir could, have a viewing party. Just, right after practice or stop practice for an hour. I don't know.
God, who knows?
All right, so let's get to the cast reveal plus or and then some.
And then some.
I know we're going backwards in time for two reasons. So AS4 cast reveal was like the big thing that blew up. But prior to that, VH1 announced that on December 7th, 1 week prior to the All-Star season forecast beginning, there is going to be a RuPaul's Drag Race Holoslay Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Right. And I was like, oh, okay, like, this is interesting. And this was announced prior to AS4, so I was like, oh, well, that's cute. We get a little taste for December. Like, we're going to do a little thing, and then in January or February, whatever, we'll roll into the regular season stuff. Nope. It's like, oh, you want some? You know, I kind of feel like that detox, you know, thing where it's like, take it.
Take it. Oh!
You know what I mean? Kind of like, yes. It's like, no, it's not a little weenie, honey. It's a footlong. Like, you're going to get all of it. Like, we're going to start this week, and we're just going to keep rolling week after week after week on out. So let's talk about this Hollislay Spectacular. Just this is from the Wikipedia. This is the info that we are aware of that's apparently documented. It's an hour-long Drag Race special. It has the following contestants: Eureka, O'Hara, Jasmine Masters, Kim Chi, Latrice Royale, Mayhem Miller, Shangela, Laquifa Wadley, Sonique, and Trixie Mattel. They are competing to become the, quote, Drag Race Christmas Queen, end quote. They apparently will lip sync to holiday music by RuPaul, including tracks from Sleigh Bells, which is her 2015 album, and then her new album this year, Christmas Party, and Todrick Hall will be choreographing.
Hmm.
So in 1 hour, 10 contestants will magically get eliminated down to one.
Hmm.
And they will win something. They get a title. There's no reference to a crown, scepter, cash money, none of that.
8 contestants.
Oh, is it 8? Okay.
Yeah, it's only 8.
So in a course of about a 3-minute show, they each get less than 5 minutes. Somehow.
Well, the good thing is we know who most of them, all of them are. I mean.
True.
Like, you know, most of them are pretty regular queens that we know. I mean, there's Shangeline, Trixie, there's Latrice coming back again. Like, apparently, Latrice wants to fight for the record that Shangela has for, like, who's been on the show the most. and then Eureka, too. But, you know, so it's very interesting to see what's going on here. So I'm going to go into my thoughts on this. And I kind of want to go, and I'm just going to be very, very honest and say this. Is this really necessary? And my personal answer is no. While I love Drag Race, and while I love, you know, the show and what they do and the queens and everything else and the glamour and everything, you know, and all this stuff, I don't think this is necessary. I don't think this is, it's going to be really hard to do a one show thing that really, honestly, to me, doesn't have the same, like, oomph as a Drag Race, you know, granted we're not seeing what it is, but it's not going to have the same oomph. There's going to be apparently one prize, a Christmas Queen thing. I don't see anything mentioned about, like, you're going to win like this and some money or da 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 or whatever, or some holiday cosmetics, or here's a copy of RuPaul's CD. I don't know what they're going to get. Like, I have no idea what they're going to get. And it does. And while the holiday thing, I will say this, if it had just been this, like, mm-hmm. we're going to do this thing in December as part of the holiday thing, I get it, because everyone does a fucking holiday thing.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Drag Race? Might have been okay with it. But when you do this, and then literally a week later, you're like, here's All Stars 4. Like, it feels like, I don't even know what, it feels like you're trying to throw, like we've been saying all episode, you're trying to shove Drag Race down my throat. And ain't nobody got time for this. But on that same token, I get it. I get why they're probably going to do it. I'm sure I will probably watch. Maybe, you know, we'll see. But
my feeling on it is, it just feels that they're trying too hard to make a thing happen that needs more time. And by that, I mean, if they had stuck to the regular timetable, like they were going to start the All Stars, let's say in January, mm-hmm. they could have probably gotten 3 weeks out of this Hollislay concept and stretched it out, like, say, the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, and, you know, kind of hack and slash through. Okay, so there's 8 contestants, and maybe after the first week, we go down to 5. you know what I mean, or something, and then we go down to three. You know, like I think there was a lot of opportunity that could have been done, but obviously money and whoever had the deciding power somehow like spun this whole thing up, and we're just not that sure about what the concept would be fully. I mean, this, what I read, you know, was way more than I knew. I just knew that they were competing, and it was like one night only, which was confusing to me.
One night only.
Yeah, speaking of such things, there's this.
Jingle, 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 jingle. Jingle, 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 jingle. Jingle, 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 bell, bell, bell.
Night before Christmas at your crib. Roll up to the spot.
So, the way I feel about that song is the way I feel about this idea of a hollow sleigh. I'm like, what? Big Frida and RuPaul rapped in the 2015 Sleigh Bells album. It's kind of fun. I feel like weirdly we're making a television show to go with an album or something. I really hate to say it, but I'm really worried that they decided to do a one episode show as a marketing tool thing for Ru's new album that's coming
out. Holiday album or the new one?
Yeah.
I don't even know, like that, and that, and okay, and I'm gonna, and I'll say this right now, if that's what this all ends up being, if this is all like a marketing thing for just her, like, here's my new album coming up on iTunes or whatever, fuck ever, peace. Like, I will turn off my TV and I will not watch the rest of this episode. I'll find out who won online because I'm sure Sun Queen will spoil it right as it happens.
Oh,
but anyway, again. Love you guys, mean it. But, like, again, that's sort of my thing. Like, I know it's popular. I know the show is popular. I know it's, you know, gaining momentum, and it's now on mainstream TV and all that stuff. And I know it's doing really well, and that's great. But I feel sometimes, again, if you start ramming it down my throat, I'm gonna have to choke it up and be like, I can't do it anymore. I can't handle it anymore. Like... You know, last year we had All Stars 3 and no break before we went into season 10. Right before that, we had some months before, you know, we got into season, you know, All Stars 3 before, after season 9. So it's like, can we get a break of some kind? Because reality is the queen isn't crowned until the episode officially airs. So that's sometimes, depending on the season, May, June. Depending. April, May, June. And that's the case, then you're literally giving that winner less and less time to be the winner before you start the next season. So you're kind of cutting into their, like, time to celebrate. I know they technically get it for about a year, but, you know... We're fickle people, so once the new season comes out, we're all going to be glued to our TVs looking at who's coming next. And I'm not saying the old queens get forgotten. I'm not saying the previous winners ever get forgotten or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, they should get a little bit more time to revel in the joy of winning and being crowned.
Right, and that we're going through that whole thing again about... Mm-hmm. You know, where is the opportunity for the current queen, I guess, to glow up is the new thing. I don't know if you've heard that, Damon. That's apparently like a new terminology about how a queen, when she finishes her season, gets to mature and tour and yada, uh-huh. yada. there's references, I think, in two of the promo videos to that. And I'm like, oh, all right. Just so you know, Damon, right now I'm adding to the doc a new article, which is the first look of the Hollow Sleigh. And then I'll copy this over to our chat window so you can open and look at the high def image of the first exclusive look. It's not a pose shot. It's like a live standstill spot. And I don't know who the queen is on the left behind Shangela, but she totally got blocked. One of the queens shows up as the Krampus. RuPaul is standing in a position that is not very ladylike. Eureka looks like a Christmas tree topper. It's obvious they all show up with like one look specifically. Like that's all they probably have time for.
I think if I process of elimination, I think the person who's caught behind Shangela might be Jasmine Masters. I'm trying to figure out who the angel is.
That's Trixie.
Okay. There we go.
So yeah, I'm like this picture thing is just confusing them.
Wait, where's me?
Where's who?
Where's Kim Chi? Oh wait.
Kim Chi is behind Todrick.
Okay, I see it now.
The only reason why I could tell is because of the ridiculous shoulder pads that are Christmas presents and the Whoville sort of white chocolate kiss haircut thing. I don't
know what that's about. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. And I love I'm reading the title of this entertainment article and it says, you know, Kim Chi fell, and I'm like, wait, is she not even in the picture? Like, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, so it says Eureka O'Hara previews RuPaul's Drag Race Hala Slay Spectacular, quote, you know Kim Chi fell, end quote. And I'm like, wow, that's not shady at all. It's interesting to me that they're doing this thing.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I'm not going to lie and say this picture intrigues me a little bit. I kind of want to know what's going to happen. Like, is it really just one look? Is it multiple looks? Is it like a, you know, elimination, quick like elimination things, you know? If that's the case, then okay, cool. It makes sense. Then, like, the lowest queen goes out, and then da 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 da. And I know it sucks, but that's sometimes how it works. You know, or was this maybe shot over multiple days and they edited down to an hour or two?
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. It is an interesting take that it's only done in one episode. And, you know, in the article, Eureka says, honey, we're delivering some 80s extravaganza. Referring to the numbers that are put together. So my guess is it's meant to be very campy and silly and all that. And I agree with you. Like, it may just very well be like quick elimination stuff. And maybe, like, you know, each queen gets paired against another queen, or like, I don't know, like maybe all eight of them all lip sync together at the same time. And after each song, one person gets around.
Very busy stage.
Like, it would be, but imagine how quickly things would move along, though. I mean, true. You really only need about seven numbers, and then you have a winner. So, I mean, it would be a whole new take on things. It's kind of like, all right, all eight of you are in the group number, and then one of you gets cut, and one of you gets cut. You know, and you just keep flipping along.
You're out, out, and you're out. Get out.
Yeah, Philip says in the last chat, it's an hour special. I think it may just be the best of the best winner instead of elimination. Best of the bunch, he means. So, like, if there's a group of four kind of thing or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thanks, Philip. He's like, you sound so old. Saying glow up is the new thing. Maybe because I work with teens and I'm perpetually young. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
That's cute.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Jeff, our regular producer, is like, "Wait, is it a show or a competition?" Yes,
yeah, probably. Like, I feel like it's going to be a competition of some kind. However, we have no idea what the rules are. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how people are going to be eliminated. We don't know who's going to be in the finale. If there's going to be a finale.
Well, that's there's one. It's one show, 1 hour long, which is roughly 40 some minutes. So, all that Eureka says is they all want the crown, and I'm like, oh, y'all ain't even getting no cash money out of this. Like,
I'm gonna be a Christmas queen, and that's it. Good for you. Ta-da! Like, good for you.
Yeah, there's nothing desperate-sounding about this.
You get a random title that has no basis on anything else in the rest of the Drag Race history.
Yeah, I mean, like, Sleigh Bells, the album from 2015, I'm not that big of a fan of. I like the very first album better than that one. The latest album from 2015 is cute in that it's a concept album, like, from beginning to end. It's Rue and Michelle with these interludes, these, you know, verbal tracks where they're talking to each other about their favorite songs and what they like. And then the pit crew comes by and they have to make them cookies and Lovin' in the Oven, you know, like, there's all these double entendre kind of things. And there's a part of me that's like, well, that was super kitschy and kind of silly and stupid. You could have just made a 1-hour TV show out of that. And that would have been very, like, public access television silliness, you know what I mean? Like, and that could have been fun. And maybe that was an intention a couple years ago. And I don't know what this is that they're doing.
Who other knows? Than,
like we said, it might be a way to promote the new album. And I'm like,
ugh.
So
we'll see how that goes.
We shall see. I'm unsure what will come out of that, per se. But so we've got a whole lot of Drag Race coming at us. We better hide, because, you know, that's going to be a thing, apparently.
Yes.
You know? I don't know how to feel about this, other than I feel like I, like, perhaps I'm having a problem because I don't have control over what's happening, you know? But I'm going to own
it. Yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
I feel that, you know, we try our best to stay on top of things as it happens. And there's been a lot of the stuff that's come across the, what do I want to call it? News wire, I guess, over the past months. And I guess we've kind of unofficially decided we just want to focus on the seasons when the seasons are going to be on, as opposed to, like, a regular occurring weekly podcast where we're talking about the latest scandal or news, or, you know, this queen lied about, you know, being drunk, or this queen, you know, claimed this other queen, and, you know, and this one got married, and da da da. Like, all of that is relevant and good, and I think there's more than enough out there covering all of those things, and we do not necessarily have to do that for everybody else. In this case, so I'm like, okay, well, you know, Let them all have their fun with that. Like, there's a podcast that I follow that I have not even listened to in months because it's weekly and they keep interviewing other queens and not even Rue Girls. And I'm just like, that's nice, delete. Like, it's not of interest. I only want to hear what you have to say about the current season. I'm not that deeply embedded.
Yeah.
I gotta draw the line somewhere.
I mean, somewhere. We can't be all drag queens all the time. I mean,
I need a life. I don't know about you.
I kind of need one too. Maybe just a little bit. Something to fill the void.
Something like that. All right. I think I typed it correctly. I tried to put the link in the live chat for a couple of people if they want to see the Hollis Lay Entertainment Weekly
nice
article that we were referencing, which has that very interesting picture. Oh, isn't that cute? It has a little pinner symbol in the bottom corner, just in case you want to pin it to your board for some reason.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's not me. So, yeah, basically our recap for AS4, it's possibly, you know, rivalries with a young and old mix. And for Hollis Lay, Damon and I are kind of on the same page, I think. Is this a necessary? Wah!
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Honestly, I'll probably watch it. You know, I'm not going to say I'm going to be like intent. Like, if I happen to be having something going on that day or that evening and all of a sudden I find I can't watch it, then oh well, you know, but like, I'm not knocking the RuPaul and VH1 and whoever and the producers and blah, 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 taking advantage of the popularity of the show to kind of do something like this. I'm totally fine with that. I just think it's maybe a little much. Mm-hmm. Like, if they had done, like, I agree, if they wanted to promote Rue's, you know, you know, CD, then do something along those lines. Maybe have the queen listening to it. Maybe put something on YouTube or something along those lines. Or if they want to, like, give us a taste before All-Stars 4 and start it early, then so be it. Or just start it early and let us know that it's starting early, as opposed to kind of throwing these both of these things out there at about the same time.
Yeah, I mean, an idea just popped in my head while I'm listening to you, Damon, and I'm like, you know, maybe I would have appreciated like a 2-hour long RuPaul holiday special where it's not a competition. If it is a one-time thing, like maybe you bring back some favorite girls and you do like a drag interpretation of a classic story, like, I don't know, The Nutcracker. Only you call it The Nutbuster or something, you know? And, you know, you get to have someone be the Nutcracker and someone gets to be the Rat King, maybe.
Yeah.
Valentina. You know, or, you know, you just, I'm just saying, you know, and, you know, someone could be the Sugar Plum Fairy, maybe Ginger.
Yeah.
You know, like just like kind of silly, kitschy fun in which it's a whole retelling of a story only with a dragon. Mm-hmm. That would be something that's.
I could see something like that, like a show, like a holiday show.
Correct.
You know, maybe some of the queens that are doing like their own Christmassy music, maybe doing songs, you know, singing or whatever. Or maybe, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm fine with the lip sync and a holiday thing and kind of putting them together. I'm fine with the Drag Race holiday thing. I just don't think there necessarily needed to be a competition. I think putting it in that category changes it to something that maybe it doesn't necessarily need to be.
I'm with you, Damon. I think my gut on this is if it's a one only episode, why does it have to be a competition? Why not just make it fun? And maybe that's really what it is. And we're just confused by the concept that they're competing for a crown for this one. what Philip said in the
week. Yes.
He's like, don't give WoW any more ideas for free, Gary. Sorry. Hey, I'm so, I personally right now, I like my idea better. But they didn't contract me, you know, and be like, hey, random person who apparently likes our show and fucking Pennsylvania. That's just the way it falls. Maybe they'll do it in another year or something. It just came to my mind, honestly, because of all the musical stuff that's been happening, like on, what is it, Fox and NBC. You know, where they're taking Broadway show musicals or whatever, and they're doing them live to camera and stuff. I don't think we need to go that far. Like, I don't think VH1 wants to spend the budget on watching drag queens, like, you know, try to do a live musical. No. We can tape it. We can rehearse it. We can we'll run it again.
Kimchi fell again. Let's redo it again. Oh, come on. I love you, Kimchi. I don't know if you'll ever see this, but just know I love you. And it was really nice. So real quickly, one of the things, like, I think we talked about it on the regular show, but I did get to do the Work the World tour with Drew earlier in October, and Kimchi was a part of it, and I really loved her presentation. She did a very Sailor Moon-esque theme thing, and she did some, she moved, she was moving. I'm not saying she was always on beat and always great, but it was good to see her actually really, really doing it, and I loved that. And she was a lot of fun, and the concept in and of itself was like near and dear to my heart because I love Sailor Moon. So go Kimchi. It was really cool. So, and she's trying. She did try. She did a really good job. There are a couple of other group numbers where she had to dance and move, and she did a pretty good job.
Yeah. I mean, I did see last December, AJ joined me and we went down to Pittsburgh and got to see one of the, I think, or no, maybe that year there was only one. I think this year there's two, not competing, careful. There are two different holiday tours of RuPaul. Mm-hmm. that are going on. Last year, I think there was only one, and we did end up going and seeing it. It was a lot of fun. I talked about it previously, I think in the regular series for COL, and Latrice Royale brought the motherfucking house down with her, you know, color guard, you know, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy number. Like, it was just, it was amazing. So, yeah, I like how Drew's like, or a Merry Dragmas special. Drag Queen Christmas Past, Present, and Future, which I'm like, oh, that could be interesting. An interpretation of Charles Dickens's Christmas Carol, only with drag queens.
Lovely. Love it. Let's stop giving them ideas.
Yeah, no one wants to be Scrooge, I bet. No one probably wants to be the old.
Although person. I would love to have, like Michelle as Scrooge.
Michelle Visage.
Oh.
That's not a surprise. You have a certain love for Michelle. A certain kind.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Although I think more appropriately, you would like to see her in the role of the Grinch. You know.
I would love to put her in something green and have her be just, on it.
Yeah. All that green.
Oh,
man. All right. Are you ready to wrap this stuff up?
I think we're good, yeah.
All right, so here's our quickie-ish. It's kind of a regular episode length. We thank all of you for, like, tuning in, watching us on our YouTube channel, or listening in on the COLDR podcast feed. There are plenty of ways to get in touch with us. You can go to cubsoutloud.com. You can send us an email to cubsoutloud@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail message, sexy otherwise, you know, maybe a holiday wish of some sort. We appreciate it. You can do that at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. In the social means, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, all that jazz. Basically, just type in Cubs Out Loud as one word, and you should be able to find us that way. If you would like to join our social chat, which I was referencing, Telegram is a like instant messenger for Facebook, only it is not tied to any social media networks. It also has a ton of extra security built into it that's not getting shared anywhere. We have a particular chat just for Cubs Out Loud, Drag Race individuals, fans, and fanatics, and all the jazz. Mm-hmm. If you want to join that chat, it's tinyurl.com/telegram-COLDR. COLDR may have to be in all caps. I haven't checked that yet. But you can join us on there. That is constantly running, whether a season's on or not. Those of us that are in there as our group kind of talk about, like, hey, we're going to see this person, or isn't this interesting? You know, people post pictures or little video snippets if they happen to see one of the Rue Girls live somewhere. So it's kind of fun. And then we also, when a regular season is on, we're going to continue on tracking every person that's in there on whether or not they've had a chance to see the chat. We typically, in a regular season, set a timeline. I think it's about 48 hours from when it posts live until we take the embargo off, where people can start commenting on what happened in the episode. So that way nobody spoils it for the other fans. So maybe some people get, you know, because of work or whatever, get a chance to see a DVR version or the stream delay. In regards to supporting Cubs Out Loud itself, if you would like a shirt that looks similar to what I happen to be wearing, this lovely pink number here that happens to have our Cubs Out Loud logo with the crown, and it says Drag Race, you could actually purchase this over at Zazzle.com/Cubs Out Loud.
Yeah.
You can also support us by subscribing at Patreon and become a patron. It's Patreon.com/Cubs Out Loud for as little as $1 a month. The first of every month, you can make a donation. There are different levels that are there. You get special access to different things. Typically, all the different items that we do go into one feed in the most case. So, and patrons will get some of this stuff as well. So, yeah, that's kind of like an extra little bonus if they're interested in Drag Race. If you want to help promote us, that would be great. You can go to iTunes and rate us. Google Play Podcast, you can actually subscribe. Pretty much anywhere that you get a podcast, if you can give us a thumbs up, 5 stars, comments, the whole bit, we appreciate it. If you would like to get in touch with us, Damon, where would they find you?
You can find me as TheaterCub79 on Tumblr, Growler, Scruff, I think, etc., bear other sites, etc., or you can find me as pup_umbra on Twitter.
And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can pretty much be found anywhere online as Garber73. That's GARBEAR73. And with that said, we're going to, for now, take it to the moon because we don't know what the new exit is yet.
The other season. We'll probably find out in January because they'll probably keep doing the show.
Oh, true. Or AF4. I'll be curious to know what the exit is.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a whole new song. Just don't know. Take me away.